Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christian ministries shelter the displaced as southern Lebanon braces for a possible Israeli ground invasion. Then a ministry leader debunks a recent report on Bible accessibility in China. That story coming your way in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where Israel expands its military footprint in the southern part of the country, reportedly to deter rocket fire from Hezbollah. Israeli leaders described initial actions in the region as limited, but now many in Lebanon fear an all-out ground invasion. Staff at the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary outside Beirut have little capacity to worry. Laoul Walmalouf of ABTS says they're busy hosting hundreds of displaced people.
This word balance doesn't exist in our dictionary, especially during this time. So many members of our staff spend more than 12 hours at work and no one is complaining.
Israel's defense minister says his country would establish a security zone in southern Lebanon and take control of key river crossings, a move that would stop hundreds of thousands of people from ever returning home. Faced with ever-increasing need, believers press on.
They're preparing for what might be a long-term war. Some of them had to relocate because their areas are not safe. However, they are serving wholeheartedly with a smile on their face. This is truly only possible through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
Pray that displaced families will come to know Jesus through the word and deed of ABTS's staff. Next, Iran's internet blackout has entered its 32nd day, according to global internet monitor NetBlocks. Iranians pay big money and risk arrest to connect to the outside world via Starlink or other forbidden means. And when they do, ministries like Heart for Iran want to be right there with the hope of Jesus. Every second counts. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnu says,
and when they call us, they cannot stay on the telephone for long, less than 2 minutes, and they have to cut the connection.
Abnu says that when the war started, the signal was suddenly blocked for Mohabbat TV, their 24/7 Farsi satellite station. They scrambled to switch to a different satellite provider to reach into Iran. Not long after, a man named Armin managed to call Mohabbat TV. He told the call center staff member that he lives in a city near Tehran and was hearing missile strikes.
He was very nervous, and he said, "I want peace. So that's why I called Mohabbat TV." And after that conversation, he gave his heart to Jesus.
Pray for connections and great wisdom for Heart for Iran's call center staff, and consider supporting the work as a tangible expression of your prayer.
If 2 minutes of phone conversation and an opportunity to get into the country provides such a life-changing experience for a person that will impact his eternity, and God knows through him how many will be impacted.
And finally, Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China disagrees with recent claims that China is one of the countries leading a trend of banning the Bible, according to a recent article.
You know, the way these articles are framed and the statements that they make, I think you have to be able to dig a little bit deeper to find out what is really the issues.
The Bible isn't banned in China. It isn't illegal to own one, and they can be purchased.
Right now, the Bible is relatively accessible. I mean, we still have a great number of requests and opportunities to do Bible distribution.
There are still several challenges with distributing the Bible in China. There aren't as many Bibles available as there are people who want access to one. And the underground church faces greater challenges than the registered church. On top of that, there's still a need to reach areas of China that are more rural or have lower economic positions and to translate God's word into minority languages.
There's still challenges, absolutely, but there's still opportunity that we need to be pursuing and taking advantage of until those opportunities are not available to us anymore.
He's asking you to join him in praying for more opportunities and supporting Bible translation and distribution around the world. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.